Cheers, everyone, on this episode of the Texas Toast Tap Room. We're opening the tap room door for some amazing singles. There's one in particular I'm going to talk about that's just got me blown away. We'll also look at some of the happenings in Texas country and just chit chat. You know how producer Kyle and I always do. So stick around and enjoy.
Go!
Producer Kyle, how's it going today?
Hey, good morning, good afternoon. I don't know what day or time it is, but we're
thank
here.
Thank God January's over. Worst month ever.
Hey, it was rough, but we made it through.
We made it through. And we got some music to talk about today. And I'm going to go ahead and start off because I am just so dang excited to talk about Austin Dixon is his name. He has his first radio single out. It's called Southern Town. I went through and listened to that. That's going to radio, obviously. But you know what is so cool about him? He is a certified PhD weather geek meteorologist.
Dude. What?
Yes, he has. Wow. Yes. Well, he's working on his PhD in meteorology. But yes, he is a meteorologist. And I was just fascinated by that. So then here's what happened. Yes, I went down the rabbit hole. Everyone, Austin Dixon, you have to look his stuff up. He has a 5-song EP entitled O-Town. Basically, he's Oklahoma-based. And this particular single, the inspiration behind Southern Town is basically his wife, Natalie. They met and she was from Illinois. And the lyrics in the song kind of references the Illinois girl. She's kind of fascinated with cowboy boots. So anyway, he takes her to his hometown in Oklahoma to give her a tour. And that was the inspiration behind this song. Basically, it's one of those songs about, you know, before and after hometown life. But all I got to say about this is that I'm obsessed. I started listening to his stuff, and you might want to look at and follow him on social media because he has a lot of interesting videos that he posts, and he does some cover songs. His voice is amazing. So the name of the song is Southern Town. I haven't even got into the real thick of the melody that's in there. It just strings so many melodies in my ear. Did you like hear different songs when you listen to it?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, there was so many different like musical elements and like little riffs or parts that like yes. kind of cued all these different things. It was very like nostalgic and fresh, but like familiar. Absolutely.
Yeah. I kept going back and listening over and over, just picking up different things. So I'm excited to see how Southern Town does and just kind of following this journey with Austin Dixon. The only other music I saw like on his streaming went back to 2015. And then of course he has this EP called O-Town. So check it out. Austin Dixon. Did everybody get that? Just want to make sure everybody got that.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now, open the tap room door from my brother from another, Drew Fish Band. They have a new single out to radio. It's called Blue Sky Goodbye.
I'm bitching somewhere down in Cabo. Sea breeze blowing through her hair. I'm in this rusty Silverado. Blowing dust clouds in the air. Heaven sent me wild and free. While she took off in such a mystery, I knew she'd fly after a while. She leaves you with a blue sky goodbye, jet trail from a good ride. The high was worth it every time. She leaves you with a blue sky. Dancing with some cowboy, the way she used to dance with me. I'm guessing he don't know it now, boy. The way he miss her when she leaves. She leaves you with a blue sky goodbye, jet trail from a blue sky goodbye, blue sky goodbye. thing about a memory. It don't hang around too long. She leaves you with a blue sky goodbye jet trail from a good ride. The high was worth it every time. She leaves you with a blue
Drew Fish Band, Blue Sky, Goodbye. He debuted crazy high on the radio charts with this song this week. Yeah. I just love the whole concept of the song. And, you know, Jet Trail from a good ride. She leaves you with a blue sky goodbye. Yeah. It's pretty catchy. Pretty catchy stuff. Drew Fish been doing some good stuff.
Very catchy. Very Drew Fish. His voice sounds awesome and extremely unique as always on that one. So I'm excited. And those dudes have some 5-man jam stuff coming up. So keep an eye out for that. Maybe Helen's planning on talking about that. Well, I don't know. But knowing her, she's got her eye on that.
I keep my eye on that. I'm going to make one of those and I'm going to go crazy. They're probably going to be like, just get her in the corner and shut her up. But no, their harmonies. I mean, it's like, just you get all them together. It's just amazing.
A lot of fun.
And yeah, check that schedule. Definitely. What you got?
Yeah. So let's keep the tap room open. Keep this party going. And big news of the week. We got Silverada. So Long, Mike and the Moon Pies. Hello, Silverada. Brand new single out there streaming today. It's called Wallflower.
All right. Friday night and I know where to find you. With the bar flies and the neon lights buzzing all around you. You twirl your hair like you don't care. There's no one sat beside you. You're begging for it now. Wallflower. Running wild, but I'm an egg bone in the pool cue when you have been exiled. I got a short list of sweet names, cause I don't know what to call you. I'm begging for it now. And this hell of your creation, you're just a face among the crowd. A name no one remembers. A queen without a crown. You're just a face among the crowd.
Mike and the Moon Pie is no longer a Silverado, is here, and they are here to stay with their self-titled album due out June 28th, I think. I don't know. That's a long time from now. I bet we can expect a couple other singles from those guys, but this song is, oh man, it's awesome. It's, I wrote down, you have no idea what's going on right when it starts, but then Mike's vocal drops in and I'm seeing aviators, a cigarette, and dice hanging in the rearview mirror. She's a queen without a crown, a wallflower.
Yes.
Holy shit.
I know. The whole queen without a crown. Who knew the wildflower could be so cool?
Being crazy.
It can be cool.
Yeah.
It can be so cool.
Right.
It'll be a wildflower this week. A wallflower. It'll be a wallflower this weekend.
Yeah. Well, it's like such a play on that word because, you know, wallflower is somebody in the corner who's like hanging tight, yes. But she's a queen without a crown and she's asking for it. And man, I don't know. They killed it with that one. It's like, it's fresh. It's new. It's, you know, it is new. Everything about it's new, actually, as odd as it is, it's the end of an era with Mike and them. And hopefully we get Mike on the podcast here soon to talk about everything, the new record, a bunch of new songs. But yeah, it's been crazy. It's kind of been the only thing people have been talking about, it seems like, and rightfully so, because the song is dope.
It's like, I called it like a driving sassy kind of song. I don't know for some reason, but it's kind of song that could almost get you in trouble. Like you could just,
oh yeah.
It's a let your hair down kind of song. I love it.
It definitely seems like, yeah, it's a bad decision song for sure.
There you go.
All right. And then my other pick this week is our buddy Landon Heights. It's been a minute, I feel like, since we've talked to him, but he dropped a new one in streaming. I don't know if this one's going out to radio or not, but it's called Hard Goodbye. I wrote down Slow Dancing in a Burning Room, baby. This song is such a sad song, but it's so sexy that it's like easy to just ignore how sad it is because he's singing about how hard it is to say goodbye, how hard it is to let go and move on. But man, there's just so much like just kind of waltzy, slow dancing, like sexy stuff going on in the song. And I really, really like the production. His voice sounded awesome. They do this like little break in the bridge where it's, you know, it's like got these hits and then it goes into a broken down chorus with little snaps in it. And it's just like, oh, chef's kiss. Whoever produced that one killed it, but also great songwriting. On. Landon Heights.
Yes. Yes. And his voice. He just sang the piss out of that song. It was just he just keeps throwing out these great songs at us. I love it. So good job, Landon.
Yeah, good job. Let's talk about our friends at More Than Music Creations, like always. Michaela and Michael, the best people on earth, making some really cool stuff. If you head over to morethanmusiccreations.com, you can check out our selection of things, along with multiple other of your favorite Texas artists. Helen's showing off her stuff if you're watching on YouTube. But they're just awesome. They make the coolest stuff. You've never seen anything like it. It's all affordable. It's all for a good cause. And just, I don't know. It's the perfect gift for yourself or for anyone you know who loves Texas country music.
You shouldn't hesitate. If you are a Texas country fan, you need to log on to the website, morethanmusiccreations.com, because you'll
check it out.
One of a kind piece. Have you ever wondered how artists like Treaty Oak Revival, Red Clay Strays, and Aaron Watson maintain the high quality and high demand for their merchandise? CH Lindstar Promo is the answer. Created in Texas to serve Texas artists, and they're currently offering 15% off on all merch orders from musicians. Visit chlindstarpromo.com to get started and tell them Texas Toast sent you.
I was reading the other day that it takes at least $1 million to break an artist. That's a ton of change, and it can feel overwhelming. But with social media leveling the playing field, you just need an effective strategy to release your music. Check out Release Rocket to ensure your single does not die after release day. You've already put time, effort, and tons of money into writing and recording your album. Let the guys at Release Rocket keep your new release alive.
So what do you got going on this week? What hits your list of things to talk about?
I've been like kind of out of this world for the last few days.
But it looks like you're having fun.
I think I'm feeling better. That's why. Thank God it's February. We're rolling closer and closer to March and closer to baseball. But yeah, a lot of great new tunes out. I've looked at the charts and I'm seeing some new names. So I need to do some homework. And of course, a lot of great shows going on out there. And I do want to mention that now that we're into February, I'm really looking forward to the countdown to our birthday celebration. You know, it's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah, it's like, I think 6 weeks out right now. So yeah, it's creeping up super fast. Like we've said every week, I feel like it's, you know, it's going to sneak up on us and it's just going to be so much fun. And I would hate for you to miss the opportunity to grab tickets for that because it's very limited. Like literally there's only 80 tickets available, I think, whenever tickets go on sale. I wouldn't be surprised if there's just a handful left already at this point. So go over to docidotickets.com or you can find them. There's a button on my website, kylegarrettmusic.com. they'll take you right to the link. You can buy tickets. It's first come, first serve, general admission. So get them while you can.
Yeah. Speaking of that Kyle Garrett thing. So I jammed like a hundred. No, I had to hit the road to go to an appointment the other day. And so, yeah, I had my backseat driver song on. Oh, that is really, really seriously. That is such a good song.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I was talking to somebody yesterday about that and kind of like, my songwriting and stuff. And yeah, it's interesting how I come from such a diverse musical background, but the kind of the goal, the common denominator there is I just try to write songs that people want us to sing. You know, it's like the stories are always cool and they're always inspired by something, sometimes personal, sometimes not quite, but you know, it's always going to be catchy, or at least that's what I'm trying to do. So I'm glad you like it. And it seems like other people are liking it. So if you're also out there streaming it, I really appreciate it. It means a lot. Speaking of that, I'm playing a show. If you're in the North Houston area, I'm playing at 202 Main in Conroe tonight. Just me and a guitar for a couple hours. I think I start at 8 o'clock. So come hang out if you're in the area. That's free, and also in like a really cool hip part of Conroe, so you can kind of pop around and do the thing. And then the biggest show on my radar this weekend is Clay Melton and Friends. It's the third annual out at Do-Si-Do, the big barn. I feel like I've spent more time at Do-Si-Do than I have anywhere else in Houston over the last couple months. But I love that place. They're, you know, they're great. And I think that show, if it hasn't sold out already, there's literally like maybe 20 tickets left. I looked at the seating map this morning and it's like all, you know, whenever you go to Do-Si-Do on their page and you see the seating and they're like green if they're available and red, there's literally like maybe 10 green dots left on the whole thing. So that's going to be insane. I guess I would say come if you haven't bought tickets, but you probably can't at this point. But yeah, you'll see highlights. We'll share some stuff. That's going to be a blast. We've had Clay on the show before, and obviously he's my, you know, that's who I tour with and work for these days. So super excited for that one. Any other shows pop up on your radar for this weekend?
I've kind of been out of pocket, so I get to be the failing grade on this podcast.
It's all good. Hey, like I said, we're here.
I don't have a lot to offer. It's like, I'll just be honest. Like I almost ended up back in the hospital with the situation I had going on with an infection. So it was pretty serious. And
hey,
I don't want to give everybody the yucky, yucky details, but it was pretty bad. It was really bad and really serious. It could have went south.
Yeah, like, but it did not. And you're here and we're happy to have you.
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess get some rest this weekend. We'll cut it off. Or I guess we'll let you do whatever feels right to you. You know, you can go where the wind blows.
Yeah. I'm just dreaming about fishing.
Yeah.
I need to get on the water. That heals everything. Mm-hmm. But it was to the point to where with the stuff that was going on, it's like, it would have been a little dangerous. And the medicine, I mean, like, it's like, I didn't know that antibiotics could make you dizzy and like,
yeah, they'll make you goofy for sure.
Anyway, well, the good news is I'm in good shape. All my tests have come back good. So we're good.
Rock and roll. Good stuff. Glad you're feeling better. Who do we have next week? Oh, Will Carter. Who do we have this past week?
Sam Cox.
Sam Cox. Yeah, our buddy Sam Cox. That was awesome. We know that a lot of young upcoming artists have listened. And I imagine if you're listening to this, especially still at this point, you've already listened to that episode. So a lot to learn there. He's just one of the coolest guys. He's super humble. I've learned a ton from him from that podcast and outside of that podcast. And yeah, that's just a great place. It's kind of just like a morale boosting thing. You know, he talked about a lot of stuff that's just kind of like, hey, you know, it's going to be okay. It's, you know, here's some tips for how to manage the stress and all kinds of good stuff like that. So check that one out. Will Carter, we talked to this coming week. He returns to the show and he gets into kind of like how he's sustained such a successful career as a mid-level artist. Cause that's a tough, you know, tough waters to navigate. And I think we'll probably talk to a couple other artists about the same thing and see kind of what they've done to, you know, sustain a career financially, in that kind of mid-tier level where you're not selling, you know, thousands of tickets, but still making it happen every single weekend. So check that one out. We've got a whole long list of other guests coming up.
Yes, we do. And we have a whole library of lots of guests that you can go back and listen to.
Hundreds. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. It's pretty cool. How that library is just built up and built up and built up.
It is pretty crazy.
Being consistent.
Here we are, consistent 2 episodes a week for 3 years.
I can't believe it. It doesn't seem like 3 years.
Yep. Well, we've made it.
Yeah.
Let's get to 5.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.